This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and yes, I am an American Family Farmer. I live on a family farm. I run a family farm. I've had some very interesting experiences in the last week with my cows, getting cows from various sources, finding out what the reality is firsthand from a lot of dairy farmers that I know. I used to milk cows, been around cows all my life, milk cows until 5 or 6 years ago, and I just couldn't get beyond the bureaucracy, the government interference, the fact that you can't find people that are legitimate, that have green cards to go work for you, all kinds of things. Some buildings collapsed, and I lost some kind. It was a whole, it was the right time. You knew it was, I felt it was the right time. So over this past week, I've been traveling around to various states here in New England, picking up yearling heifers, because that's what I grow. During the season, starting now until the bad weather in December, I'll raise maybe 40, 45, mostly Jersey heifers, some Holsteins, a couple of Brown Swiss, that sort of thing, that are about a year old, weigh about 400 pounds, 450 pounds, and I'll get them to the point where they are well fed, they look good, they're groomed, and they're ready to be bred toward the end of the year so that they can calf in season next year. So I've gone around I went to a farm in Vermont, had a sale this past week. A fellow there was milking 180 cows. He couldn't make it. He was tired of it. He'd been on the family farm, his father's father, of like three generations. And this guy just said, I'm not doing this anymore, for $16.23 a hundredweight when it cost me $21 a hundredweight to make milk. And this is the thing that dairy farmers are facing around the country day in and day out. I have a very close friend who's a cattle dealer. And he is, he's 84, 85 years old. He and his father, the family's been at it forever. I've been friends with him for 45, 50 years, buying much of the cattle that I had through him, raising things for him, that sort of thing. And we were talking last night about how the situation has changed so that there's really no money anymore in animals other than beef cows. And, you know, there's a certain philosophy with people like me. I don't want to raise anything and then kill it. That's not me. But that's the way a lot of farmers are. A lot of people are eating beef, obviously. There's a market for it. So the prices on those animals is high. Dairy animals, dairy calves. I bought six heifers that were 2-3 days old for about $20 a piece, $23-24 a piece for some of them. And I'll raise them this year, and then I'll keep them around till next year. I've decided that I will do that to a point because, I like it. Frankly, brings me back to where I used to be when I was a kid. That's how I sort of got weaned, if you'll pardon the pun, on raising and feeding calves when I was a kid. And so I've liked it. I like the feeling of it. I like watching them grow. I like helping. It's kind of nurturing. And so you see less and less of that, though, because these dairies are so damn big. They are. You know, there's a fellow that my friend sells to in New York. He's got 20,000 cows, buys 200-300 cows a week from various sources wherever he can get them. This is just wrong, frankly. And it's one of the reasons when you look around at your grocery bills, one of the news items this week is a focus on higher grocery bills. This program, the American Family Farmer, focuses on food, family, and the farm. And so this is a connection that we all need to have. Understanding where the food comes from came around last year during the first part of the pandemic when people couldn't find food in stores. And now, as we look at the next season, we see that people are objecting to paying more for groceries. But, in fact, what happened last year, the fact that most food grown on family farms and even some of the bigger producers was sold out during the season, so there wasn't as much of a chance to harvest food and to preserve it in whatever way people do it. Sometimes it's canned, sometimes it's frozen, you know, whatever. There's just not as much around. So this year, because of the lack of groceries, the prices are going up. And the latest consumer price index this week shows prices, as a matter of fact, through the end of March, the average price of what you could buy in February was up almost a point. Over last year's prices, almost 3 points higher. Gas has been one of the reasons for the, it's gone up 9-10% in the last month. We know what effect that has. I've been buying equipment around the country, bringing it in, rehabbing it, and selling it as part of what I do on the farm. And to get stuff to get trucked, I bought stuff in January that I still don't have delivered to the farm yet. Because you can't get truckers. And when you can get them, it's three more or maybe $3.50 a mile. Anybody who's shipped anything, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And to find somebody, even at that price, crazy. And one of the reasons it's costing so much is because the price of petroleum has gone up. And that's going to increase the price of meats and poultry and fish and eggs. All gone up a half a point at least in the last month. Before the COVID situation happened, national average for a pound of bacon, $4.72. Last month, the national average for a pound of bacon, $5.11. Ground beef up to an average of $5.26 a pound from $5.02 last year. That's not much of an increase. Bread is up $2.66 a loaf from $2.44. In terms of bacon, it's about a buck more a pound. Dallas seeing hikes of 5% across the board for a lot of things like eggs. See, I think eggs, the idea that you only pay $6-7 for a dozen eggs, that's nowhere near enough for that farmer. It really isn't. If you're getting locally sourced, I get people to pay $8 a dozen for my eggs, and that's fairly cheap around here, $9-10. So anyway, the point is, people will come to you and complain about the prices. Smile and explain to them why it is that you, in this time when we may be only able to buy essentials, and the cost of a lot of these things has gone up, it's because it costs more money to do it, and it's time the farmer gets paid what he or she should get paid. Maybe you have coupons for food, whatever it is, you don't go, if you're going out to buy and you're not going to the farm, don't go impulse buying. Don't be like me. I go to the grocery store when I'm hungry, which is probably the dumbest thing I could do. All right, let's move on now into an experience circumstance. We're going to have the executive director of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters with us, talking about all of these broadcasters across the horn that are doing a lot of things locally and nationally that are very helpful. And we'll talk about how that situation has changed over the years as well. So that's coming up next here on the American Family Farmer. Let me remind you about something very important to all of us, our health and well-being. 77% of the people who died from COVID died because they were overweight, really overweight. So what do you do about that? Well, if you're smart and you want to be healthy and live a long life, then you don't eat everything in sight, you don't eat the wrong stuff, and you lose the weight that you have that you shouldn't have on. I know that sounds judgmental, but it's not meant to be. It's meant realizing, it's kind of like you should be slapped across the face if you're overweight, as so many people are. I was talking about going to the farm auction yesterday. Most of the guys in there are way overweight. Most of the farmers, dairy guys, the cattle dealers were both slim and trim, but most of the farmers were heavy. So they need, as you need, I'm not being preachy here, but I am telling you what really is going on. You want to live a long and healthy life? Then don't carry the weight around. You want to lose the weight? Keep it off. Healthy way to do it is with Kalotren, Kalotren. It's the only natural weight loss formula in this country. Actually, it's enjoying success all around the world because it's so simple to use. Take 4 capsules before you go to bed at night, and it'll do its work. 45 days into beginning the program, you'll see the weight go away, and it's a great compliment to people's diet programs. You get on them, lose the weight, And hello, at the end of the day, you're going to start putting it back on if you don't take some precautionary steps. That's where Calitrin comes in. When you lose the weight, keep it off with Calitrin. Go to their website, toploss.com, use the DJV code, and you'll get no shipping charges, and you'll be, there's a special spring sale on right now. You'll be entitled to the prices and the values of all the Calitrin products at toploss.com. Use the code DJV at checkout.
This report is sponsored by National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Beef is a staple on tables across the country, from comfort food favorites to the celebratory meal. Beef is what's for dinner. And even as the sustainability conversation increases and carbon footprint concerns make headlines, people can feel good about their favorite protein. The U.S. is the leader in sustainable beef production, with a carbon footprint 10 to 50 times lower than other regions of the world. In fact, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, greenhouse gas from beef cattle only represents 2% of emissions in the U.S. Cattle farmers and ranchers are producing more high-quality beef more sustainably than ever before. Jim Strickland, rancher.
Cattle farmers and ranchers like me are committed to the environment and want to protect our natural resources. I am proud of the role I play in providing high-quality protein in the most sustainable way possible for generations to come.
For more on sustainability information, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Ooh, is that a Kohl's bag?
Yep, my mom's the workout queen. So I got her Champion and Adidas gear for 25% off, and I got Kohl's cash.
Okay, that's impressive.
With the deals for her workouts.
Oh, girl, sometimes shopping is my workout.
Yes, you sound like my mother-in-law. I got her cute patio pillows also on sale, and with free store pickup, I got it all in less than an hour.
You win Mother's Day.
Offers valid April 16th through 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Continuing on now, this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Tom Brand, who happens to be the executive director of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. Now, the people who listen to this program, Tom, we aim it at three people, three segments of the society, farmers, families, people who are interested in food. I'd say that was a pretty broad and expansive outlook on life. So, you as the director of the Association of Farm Broadcasters, one would think this would be that farm broadcasters are in limited supply, given the fact that farming has changed so much over our lifetime, your lifetime, my lifetime. Are you a farm guy, by the way? That's some good places. You're a broadcaster for sure, listening to that voice, but are you a farm guy?
I grew up on a farm in northwest Missouri, and I would say it was a very diversified family farm with row crop and cattle and hogs, as well as pasture and good farm background that I was on for the first 20 years of my life. And then the university came along, and the opportunity to get into farm broadcasting came along with that. Mom and Dad still have the home place, and we get back there quite a bit. But it's been a few years since my toes and my fingers have been deep in the dirt, too.
Well, I'm telling you that my fingers and toes get deep in the dirt all the time. I still enjoy as a farmer. I'm on the dairy end, the cow end of things, but still we have to grow the things that we're feeding. So there's plenty of dirt around, plenty of manure, plenty of people. When I do my Monday through Friday program, the DJV show, the ladies who are on with me always marvel at my stories of the farm. And one of the things that I think we all share in common if we grew up in that circumstance is our strong immune system from being exposed to all of the things that we were exposed to as kids, all the dirt, the manure, the things that were around the farm that, in fact, we get in little doses, they build up our immune system, don't you think? Don't you feel that way about your well-being?
Exactly that, and I tell you what, I think I've still got calluses on hands and feet that were probably developed on those first 20 years of my life as well. So.
Hold on a second, Tom. We'll continue. This will be a good conversation. People who want to know more about farm broadcasters. Maybe have your favorites. We'll talk about them with Tom Brand. I'm Doug Steffen.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Next portion of the program brought to you by your friendly local family farmer. I should say that maybe more often because those are the people to whom I am broadcasting. The National Association of Farm Broadcasters includes lots of variety, I'm guessing. Tom Brand is here with us, the executive director. This group was founded, what, right around the end of World War II, right? The National Association of Radio Farm Directors. So how did that come to be? Who were the first players in this field, Tom?
You know, the discussion about having an organization for farm broadcasters actually started in the midst of World War II. It was at the National Radio Institute meeting in Columbus, Ohio, that there was a group of, at that time, all men that came together. Most of them were either connected with the radio station as a broadcaster, and some of them were actually on the air because they were extension agents. And extension agents, of course, were invited in on a regular basis to share the story of agriculture with radio listeners. And this group had talked about doing some sort of an organization. So right in the midst of World War II, 1944, this group said, you know what, we need to move forward. Some of those early guys that people may be familiar with, Maynard Spies out of WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Herb Planbeck from WHO Radio. We also had guys that were down in Tennessee, John McDonald down there at WMC Radio, about 35, 40 different fellows altogether. And the organization continued to grow just because of the amount of interest there was in talking about agriculture and, to some extent, home economics on the radio.
How do you mean? Let's talk a little more about that and how that played. And the reason I ask you that is because I was the director, I was on the board of the local 4-H. And one of the things that I thought of as I was growing up as a kid, that 4-H was all about the farm. And I guess to a point it was, but there was a lot of attention paid when I was on the board of directors to something I didn't realize was a part of it. And that was what you just said, things that can be applied to living at home, things that can be done at home, oftentimes thought of as women's chores, that sort of thing, right? Am I off base or on base here?
No, you're right on target. In fact, when you think about the 1940s, of course, we didn't have television, so how did you educate people in mass? Well, you either had a meeting or you talked about it on the radio. And so these guys were talking about planting techniques, weaning calves, castrating cattle, gardening tips, what the weather forecast was. This is a great way for being able to gather weather information that we know so many farmers are dependent upon, not on just a daily basis, but literally on an hourly basis. And so it was an education on the radio. As Extension developed, there got to be newsletters that were sent out. As our association developed, television came along, and that became another great teaching tool for viewers as well as listeners. And, the more technology we've had in place, the easier it has been to educate people. But the connection that farm broadcasters still have with their audience today is the fact that they're sharing information and still sharing some techniques and some advice that we think will be helpful for their farming operation.
Yeah, it's interesting. You're talking about what the ladies who are on the DJV, my Monday through Friday show that I do around the country, they tease me. They call it dirt talk, farm talk, dirt talk, talking about what's going on the farm and what we use to enhance. And I was talking about how much lead there is in the soil recently and how, most people just don't know what's going on and what the real, even with COVID, we at least learned where the food was coming from or where it wasn't. And that's another issue. I want to talk about some of the issues we're into now as we continue here. Tom, please hold on. Tom Brand, Executive Director of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters on the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower. Built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a new Z300 Series 0 turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott is planning to reintroduce his police reform bill in the coming weeks. On Wednesday, Scott told reporters on Capitol Hill that he's trying to work across the aisle. Democrats and Republicans both introduced competing police reform bills in 2020, neither of which got very far. Oklahoma Senate Bill 631 will designate Oklahoma as a Second Amendment sanctuary state. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt is expected to sign it this week after approval by the state's House of Representatives. Oklahoma Senator Warren Hamilton.
Modern sporting rifles, 30-round magazines, etc., semi-automatic firearms are things that you can own legally today and that you will always be able to own those things legally.
When signed into law, the measure would prevent the confiscation of guns from residents in the state due to any new county, state, or federal laws, presidential executive actions, or court orders. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
They again affirms what Americans think about expanding the justices on the Supreme Court of the United States. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A Morning Consult political survey taken this month nearly mirrors one it took in the fall. It found 45% of Americans want to leave the High Court at 9 justices and only 26% support expanding it. Republicans overwhelmingly reject expanding the court by 69 to 11%. However, Democrats do favor increasing the number by a 43 to 25% margin, and 47% of independents think they should only have 9 justices compared to 17%.
President Biden once called the idea of expanding the court a bonehead idea. The TV game show Jeopardy has announced more guest hosts as producers continue to look at replacing the late Alex Trebek. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The producers of the game show Jeopardy have released the final list of guest hosts for the show's 37th season. Good Morning America anchors George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts, CNBC host David Faber, Fox sportscaster Joe Buck, and actor LeVar Burton will each take a turn at the podium through this summer. Burton's inclusion comes as a social media campaign push to get him involved with the show. A Change.org petition with over 240,000 signatures was submitted, lobbying for the Reading Rainbow host to receive a slot on the show. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, we're back in the second half hour of the American Family Farmer this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Tom Brand. I'm interested in talking to him. I don't know Tom, hadn't known him before. As a matter of fact, I don't belong to the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. I suppose we ought to take care of that, Tom, so that this program is on the radar of people who are doing farm broadcasting, because that's what it's aimed at. And we have 280-some-odd stations who are carrying this program every week. So somehow or other, I guess I should be in the fold there. And now that I know you, maybe I can get a little, I can get an application.
we'll be glad to do that, Doug. You've got a good footprint with the affiliates that you have across the country, and we'd welcome you to be a part of the organization.
Well, I think it's important for us all to be together in this time of limiting resources, and I guess the COVID thing has certainly underscored that for farmers as well as everybody else. Tom, as executive director, you started when you were young on the air doing what sort of reports? Let's go back to those thrilling days of yesteryear when you got started. I know when I got started doing farm reports, it was on WTTF in Tiffin, Ohio. I went to school at Heidelberg, and so I was a broadcaster there as a kid. And I remember, as a matter of fact, I worked on the bull farm there while I was going to Heidelberg. And, you know, that gave me an insight that I hadn't gotten growing up on the farm milking cows. It was different, you know. We all know how it works, but it was a whole different, it was just different. And so, talking about the things, you do the market reports every day, you know, what was selling, what the commodities numbers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's changed a lot since then, although there still is a lot of focus on commodities numbers. But what was your experience as you got started? Where was it first that you were on the air?
So my hometown is Hopkins, Missouri, which sits about 2.5 miles south of the Iowa border, and I was blessed with some good quality radio stations to be able to listen to. One of those was KMA out of Shenandoah, Iowa, which is home to Earl May, a nursery and garden singers. And the May family had owned that station, and I've told people the story before. Whenever farm broadcasts came on the radio, lots of times we were gathered around the dinner table, and there's only one thing that was ever said, and that was my dad saying, "Listen." And at an early age, I knew how important it was to listen to what was taking place. I've also told people I'm thankful that he never did say shut up or be quiet. What he said was listen. And I think that verb made me tune in to the importance of what was being talked about on the radio. So that probably planted a seed early on that I didn't recognize until years later. Of all things, I was involved with FFA. I was the chapter president my junior and senior years in high school. And our FFA chapter had pig races to celebrate our town's centennial picnic celebration. And they needed someone to be the announcer. And my ag advisor said, "Well, since you're chapter president, you're going to be the announcer for the pig races." And several times out of that, people told me, "You ought to be a broadcaster." And I really ignored that because my idea was to go on to university and be an engineer and I was George Bailey. I was going to shake the dust of the little town off my feet and go and build the world. And I quickly found out in college that engineering was not for me. I gravitated back to public speaking and being able to write and being able to connect with people around me. And I was introduced then to a fellow that had been an intern for Orion Samuelson, who is probably the most well-known farm broadcaster in the United States. And he said, "You ought to be in radio." And he was right. The bug hit. So my early days in broadcast were actually editing stories for University Extension in the basement of Whitten Hall at MU and really learning the craft of putting stories together. Those were usually stories that were less than a minute long. My introduction then to live radio came as a disc jockey at a Christian radio station. Taught me some great methods of back timing, connecting with the audience, what was important to talk about on the air, and then the opportunity to come along as a farm broadcaster developed after that. And I spent 19 years as a farm broadcaster on the air before I had a chance to go to work for the association.
Well, very interesting. I was thinking as you were talking about what you learned in the early years of your broadcasting career, hitting the post was the thing that was most desirable when I was a young disc jockey in the 60s and early 70s before I started doing talk. It was always hitting the post. And I was always talking about what was going on in the community. I loved talking about farming. I talked about food a lot, even then when I was in my teens and 20s, to the point the fellow who ran the radio station would come into the studio and tell me to shut the F up and play the music. And we've all had bosses like that. I'm sure you have as well. And then you turn it into something that is so important. Having farm info, you mentioned Samuelson, who was the dean. What, he retired recently at 89 or something? How the hell old was he when he was done at WGN?
He retired last December, I think, 87 years old as he retired. Still, though, active, staying connected and talking about agriculture, though, still today.
You know, he didn't epitomize the announcer, so he was, his friendly manner and his voice was secure. It made people feel secure versus Max's voice, which is, like the down deep in your bowels. And I don't say this, I have nothing against Matt, I don't even know him really. But I know that for me, what I wanted to hear was something that comforted me. And I expect, going back to what your father said about listen, it was listening to people who made you feel, I'm sure your father needed to feel secure about what price he was going to get for all the stuff that he was doing on the farm. And that would come through on the radio, right? Isn't that what you experienced?
That's exactly right. You know, I can remember a variety of reports. Creighton Canal and Jim Lightfoot were our two farm broadcasters at the KMA. And we also had KVQ in St. Joseph, and able to hear Gene Williams and Gene Millard and Mike Rails back there. The connection that we had went beyond just talking about the commodity markets, just talking about the weather forecast. We considered them a part of our breakfast table, dinner table discussion. You know, just they were our friends and neighbors. And I think that's the unique connection that farm broadcasters still have with their listeners today.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh, commodity prices are available on your cell phone.
Yeah.
So is the weather forecast. And,
yeah.
And while I think, and we've done a lot of research about this, Doug, while I think that the farmers still utilize those sources for information, when we ask what's the number one reason you listen, they're listening for markets and they're listening for weather. So there's something to be said about not being able to replace that human voice and that personal connection that people feel. That was one of the things that I really enjoyed when I was a broadcaster, was that people would come up that I did not know, and they'd say, oh, I heard you talking about this the other morning, and really, really enjoyed that, and you made me laugh, and you told the story about your kids doing this, and our kids, you know, they did something similar. It gave me stories that I was able to share as well. You know, when we started the midday, I had an hour-long midday broadcast from 11:30 to 12:30 every day. That first 2 or 3 minutes is what we called happy talk. It was me and the other announcer that just got done visiting about different things.
Then
we get into the business of commodity markets and doing interviews with different groups and individuals, but that helps strengthen that connection with that audience.
I think you're right. That's, we all want to be known as if they want us. The number one thing isn't the information. It's feeling comfortable with your character. And that is still the case today, I think. And that's what the hallmark is. Although a lot of advisors, a lot of consultants say, get right to the story, you know, and I do that most of the time. Every once in a while, I have a story of my own. And so that's, yeah, it's got to be a blend. Having a conversation here with a gentleman who has lots of grit, Tom Brand, Executive Director of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. I want to talk about a couple of other issues as we continue here on the American Family Farmer. It's time for us to spend a minute talking about your arrest. The story this week is that if you're in your 50s and 60s and you're not getting a good night's sleep, it'll be you that heads to the Alzheimer table. We don't want dementia. We don't want Alzheimer's. We want to have a good night's rest. Farmers and people that are working in the business, as well as everybody else, needs a good night's rest. And when you go down for 7 or 8 hours of sleep, most important to be comfortable. And that's where MyPillow products come in, whether it's the sheets, whether it's the pillows, whether it's the mattress topper, the mattress itself, there's all kinds of reasons to go look at the catalog at MyPillow.com. Now there's something new. MyPillow has developed My Slippers. That's what they're called. The new My Slippers from MyPillow, made with a three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam. All there to make your feet feel wonderful. They'll never feel like this again. I love the support the moccasin does. The moccasin, there are two different kinds of these slippers. One is moccasin type, the other is slip-on style. You can see them both at MyPillow.com, available in a variety of colors and sizes. So right now, using the DJV code at MyPillow.com, you get 40% off these new My Slippers. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, enter the promo code DJV, and take advantage of not only the deal for the slippers, but the deep discounts on all MyPillow products. the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the mattress toppers I was talking. Check out all the products at the product catalog at MyPillow.com and get yourself a pair of these slippers. You're going to like it. That's MyPillow.com. Code at checkout is DJV. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study for J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
All right, got a few more minutes here with Tom Brand. So the number one issue today, what are we talking about? What do you think gets people's attention more than anything else, Tom?
Well, I think the local news that farm broadcasters are covering is always going to be something that people turn their ears on for. As far as a national issue, we'll be getting into a discussion about Farm Bill. International trade is always of interest to the farmers and ranchers across the country. You know, it used to be that you were just as concerned about what was going on down the road from you and across the county as you were anything. And now we know that this is an international marketplace that we work and interact in. So I think that policy in D.C. and also what's going on the world stage are probably the things that people are attuned into best.
One of the things that I found most distressing was the relief program, the government programs, and how little the family farmers got versus the big agribusinesses. And I know as a farm broadcaster, you have to sort of cater to all sides here because there are interests that are certainly following what the big agribusinesses are doing, Cargill, ADM, et cetera, but then there are guys like me that think those people are the enemy, and so you get into that, and you got to talk about both or all sides of this. I'm sure you encounter that all the time, do you not?
You know, whenever I was a broadcaster, that was one thing I tried to be very aware of, because I had strong opinions on things that I thought were more important to talk about, but at the same time, I think it's always good that we tell a balanced approach to the story,
the whole story,
so people can understand the big picture of things.
Agreed. Well, you can go to, what's the website for you? It must be National Association of Farm Broadcasting.com or something, yeah?
We actually keep it pretty simple. It's NAFB.com.
There it is. Tom Brand, Executive Director here on this week's American Family Farmer Show. Good to talk with you, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Doug. I appreciate the opportunity.
Are you sick of COVID. Tired of hearing, wear a mask, social distance, close your business. That's a major problem in everyone's life. What's the solution? How about 99.9% decontaminated air in every building? How about 99.9% decontaminated surfaces, such as doorknobs, stairway railings, walls, tables, and desks? How about all that decontamination happening in 3 minutes? Safe Air Network does all that. We have the only purification technology that purifies not only the air, but also all the surfaces. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com. That's SafeAirNetwork.com. And check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote. That's 503-585-5582.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three past the hour now on the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen with this listening reminder. The American Family Farmer program is aired on hundreds of radio stations every week around the country. We also have a podcast with many of the tidbits, if you will, from our most successful conversations, including the most recent American Family Farmer podcast, which is a focus on a fellow who is running a farm at a correctional facility. He also oversees the kitchens and the dining facilities. It's very interesting talking to him. It sort of brought me back, and we talk about that on the program, to the days when states would run, the state prisons would be on farms, and people would be on the, you know, obviously at prison, but they'd be working on the farm, learning skills. It was a very important thing, and not many of those exist anymore. Budget cuts and a lack of forethought, that sort of thing exists. But this Mountain View Correctional Facility up in Maine is just the opposite. They are intensive vegetable growers. The fellow's in charge of the farm, in charge of the kitchen as well, teaching the composting to the inmates, how that works, and how you can grow food using all the stuff that's created inside the facility, creating menus, teaching people how to cook, bakeries, all that good stuff. It's a very good story. And this outfit provides 1,300 to 1,500 meals a day for people in need up in Maine. So it's a great story, and I'm happy to tell it on the American Family Farmer. You get the gist of that in our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Now into my thoughts this week, it became obvious that we were, the family farmers were more victimized. I'll put that word out instead of screwing, which is probably a little more to the point, by the federal government. The relief program failed to help most farmers. That's the conclusion of another study that was done by farm interests in California and in Texas and also Georgia, other places around the country, or colleges, land-grant colleges, doing a lot of studying of what in the heck happened to all of this money. Well, what happened to it is, and we've gone through this 100 times since this all started a year ago, went to the wrong places, the wrong people, the wrong elements of the farming or agricultural community. So as a result, there's still a lot of people who are in dire straits. The most recent of these programs, the PPP and the EIDL, are still available, and the monies are a little bit more free-flowing, but a lot of farmers don't even know this stuff existed because they were used to getting money through the old USDA means, and the USDA is still doing it, but during the last administration, and to a point during the current administration, the money has gone to the monopolies, the companies that are controlling our food supply, and there are very few of them, as you know. Joe Biden has been a policy minimalist pretty much through his whole career. He promised to make sure farmers and producers have access to fair markets. A lot of rhetoric there. To this point, that has not done us any good. I don't see any of that. Farm, labor, consumer, environmental, other advocates are trying to get together to break up some of these monopolies because that's really where the power is. The abusive and arrogant food giants, in my estimation, they're ruining our system. And remembering that these chemical conglomerates are all international corporations, not headquartered in America. The companies that are buying up the sources of food, poultry firms, pork firms, most of them are not American companies. In fact, the Chinese are involved up to their Mickey in the pork market. The Chinese control 85% of the pork market and 71% of the poultry market. Most people don't even know that. And then there's Cargill and ADM and Dreyfus. They control 90% of all the grain marketed in the world. John Deere and an Italian conglomerate control half of the market for tractors and farm machinery and farm equipment. You know, the people all buying up the land like Bill Gates and his ilk. What is he doing with all this land? Nobody seems to know. I hope he's going to use it for good, but nobody seems to know. What I do know is that we have way too much control and power because of the campaign finance laws when Citizens United ruined the electoral process by allowing corporations to be as individuals giving money to these candidates. That's when you can see the beginning of the end. Time for us now to rally and fix that problem with our politicians and the system. That's my advice. Those are my thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.